Now, the book of Proverbs tells a story. And after the little fella grows up, there are two schools that bid for the little fella to come. They send out their catalog to him. They tell about the advantage of the school. One of the school is known as the College of Wisdom. The other is known as the College for Fools. And by the way, there are two kinds of colleges today. And I'm not attempting to identify them. In chapter 8, we see the young man, he goes to the Academy of Wisdom, the College of Wisdom, and he's taught in Proverbs. And from chapter 10 through 24, the young man is in the classroom of wisdom. And this is a book that is especially helpful to young men. Many years ago, there was in Dallas a very prominent jeweler. And he was a very fine Christian. I knew him personally. I had him come down and speak to my church when I was pastor in Cleburne, Texas. And this man had the American Bible Society make up the book of Proverbs in a very attractive cover. In fact, it was gold-colored. Well, that would certainly be what a jeweler would want to do, and he sure had a very attractive one. And he literally gave out copies by the thousands to young men all across this country. He'd speak to a group of young men in YMCAs in that day and in other places, and then he'd have a copy of the book of Proverbs given out. Well, the advice that's given in the book of Proverbs, it transcends all dispensations. Doesn't make any difference whether you're back in the Old Testament or in the New Testament or in the New Jerusalem or the Old Jerusalem. This book is a good book for anyone, the little book of Proverbs. I wish I could give it out today to every young man that's in the world today. It'd be wonderful. Somebody says, but there's nothing in there about the gospel. Well, wait a minute. We're going to find it here. The one in this book whose wisdom is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, at the end of the book of Proverbs, I'd want to make that clear. And that was made clear in the book that was given out. The book of Proverbs is not a hodgepodge of unrelated statements, nor is it a discourse of cabbages and kings. It is a book that makes sense, by the way, and it makes a whole lot of sense. And that is very definitely the way that it is arranged and organized. Solomon had something to say in this connection. Over in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 9, he says this, "And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yea, he gave good heed and sought out and set in order many proverbs." So Solomon was teaching these here. Now, here you have a brief examination of the book which we're going to make. In spite of the fact it's a 5-year program, we can't spend the time I'd love to spend in this book. I can highlight certain proverbs, which we shall do. And it doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to pick out the most important or the most popular, but ones that we believe in this type of a ministry should be emphasized. And now here is something that'll make the book of Proverbs a thrilling experience for you. There is a proverb that is a thumbnail sketch of every character in the Bible. And we're going to suggest a few of them. And here's the thing that makes it interesting. There is a proverb that will fit all your friends and all your acquaintances. Maybe some of them you better not give them the proverb that fits them. But I think there's a proverb that'll fit every one of us, and we can have a good time going through this book. If as you read through, every now and then you'll come to a proverb and immediately you'll think of Mr. So-and-so or Ms. So-and-so. And believe me, the proverb will fit them exactly. It's interesting that these proverbs should not only fit the characters in the Bible, but our friends and acquaintances today, and it'll show to us how really up-to-date the Word of God is. And that makes this a very interesting book, and it may not make you the most popular person to identify them publicly, but here they are. Now, Solomon wrote 3,000 Proverbs. That's what we read back in 1 Kings 4:32. And we have less than 1,000 in this book. So you can see we don't have all the Proverbs.